It's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon for some people. This was Black Monday on for the NFL. And
First of all,
yes.
How were your holidays?
Holidays were nice. I didn't.
Well, you're jumping right into.
I didn't
sports,
do a whole lot.
Well, and this is our best show of the year.
It is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rush it.
You're rushing.
I am rushing.
Yeah. My goodness gracious.
But it is Black. It was Black Monday.
Also Black Tuesday too.
Well, that's true. And if you fall down the stairs, it becomes Black and Blue Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, your holidays were good. Mine were action-packed.
Action-packed.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I know you're always interested in this.
Absolutely.
COBI, the Committee on Birth Certificate Integrity.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. So they sent an agent. I'm trying to get to 50. I'm 49 and a half designated.
You never get to Social Security this way.
I know. So they finally tracked down Dr. How Do You Do.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Up in Alaska.
No, he was in Dawson City, Yukon.
Oh.
Well, he's in the Klondike, yes.
Oh, up in
North. They met with him, and he agreed he messed up on my birth certificate. And he was about to sign the document that would make me 50. On the way into the building to sign the doc, he fell. He slipped on the ice, hit his head. He's in a coma.
He can't sign it.
He can't sign it. Can you believe that?
You're never going to be 50. Never going to be 50.
And I just, my jaw dropped when I heard that. My jaw dropped. Now, he's going to be okay, but they don't know how long he'll be.
He'll be in a coma. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be years. Years.
You know, you and Jack Benny, yeah.
Well, I don't know. But I thought you would be interested in that. That was a big disappointment.
I'm sorry.
Big.
Sorry about that.
And anyway, also, I got notice to take out my nuclear-powered pontoon boat.
In the winter? Ooh.
Yeah, I was sent to. I can't tell you.
No, it's please don't tell me. I won't
live. I'll let you know, though.
Okay.
I had to go to Panama to scope that out.
Oh.
In case
you guys have to make an attack.
Yeah, just take it over. I did a recon and a whole group of us, we were kind of taken by a surprise that the Joint Chiefs.
Did they think you were New Jersey drones?
No, we didn't. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say.
Okay.
All right. You know, I mean, that's those drones. It could have been nuclear powered pontoon boat. Anyway, we scoped out the.
So that's really what's in Jersey. Okay.
Yeah. Well, on our way down there, we had to go over. So I don't know. It'd be tough to take this over. They're pretty well guarded, Panama Canal. So we'll see. But that was exciting. And finally, Kerry Christensen, a very well-renowned yodeler.
Oh, a yodeler, okay.
Had met with the representatives of Taylor Swift to try to convince her to do a recording of yodeling songs.
Okay.
So that would put us in the mainstream.
Yeah, but she's the only one who'd still make any money out of it.
Well, I don't care, but to get the genre out there.
Okay.
So I had a pretty, Kerry Christensen, you've heard of him, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, he has an album out of very famous yodeling songs.
My favorite yodels.
Yeah. So anyway, look it up. And you know what? You were telling me a little bit about A1. AI. You cannot AI yodeling. I know you're going to try it.
Let me see.
No. I bet you it's not a genre that they have there.
No.
I was completely surprised by what you demonstrated before we got on the air. This AI stuff is very, very scary in a way.
It is. It can be.
Well, you know, I saw a segment on PBS or someplace where they're doing statues now using AI. And they take a big old piece of granite, and you can't tell the difference between, well, they finish off the statue, and they have, you know, sculptors kind of fine-tune it. But it is something else. I mean, it's very, very...
So I could become a sculptor? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. Well, and also thanks to Juan and the mule, the weather has not been very good, and to bring us our coffee here.
Yeah, but, you know, nothing stops Juan.
Nothing. So that starts out our best show of the year.
Well, it sounds like you had a good, active time off there.
Yeah. It is disturbing about Dr. How Do You Do.
Well, I feel sorry for the guy. Yeah. You know, I don't know if he's still sorry for you, but I feel sorry for him. Didn't get a crack on the head on the ice, you know?
He's not a young man.
No, that's why I'm kind of concerned there. Yeah. Will he ever wake up?
Well, that's true.
They don't know. When you're in a coma, they don't know.
And it's so cold there. And Dawson City is not exactly a metropolitan area. They may have to take him to Vancouver.
Okay.
Because it isn't Canada, you know.
They do have heat there, though, right?
They do have heat.
He just needs to be comfortable in little feeding
tubes. So I still have a chance that he'll come out of it. But very disappointing.
Can't those officials testify that he had admitted that he'd made the mistake?
He has to sign the document.
Really?
Yeah.
What if
you can't go against Kobe.
What if he had died, you know, and before, you know? Then you'd never be 50?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
On that.
Okay.
Well, you had to ask me that question. I don't. I should have asked that, right?
Well, you know, you were just in shock. I know you were in shock.
Well, I'm in shock. All right. I guess I still am in shock. Well, and yes, Black Monday.
Black Monday.
I think two coaches so far.
I think three. Giants. I think they've already hired
the Giants.
They hired Vrabel for that one.
Oh, the Giants?
Yeah.
I thought he was looking at the Jets.
He was looking at the Jets, but the Giants hired him first.
Oh, well, that's no surprise.
Yeah. Now, who is it? Rex wants to come back to the Jets because he had them going off to the Super Bowl once, I think.
Who?
Rex.
Rex Tillerson?
No.
The former Secretary of
State? No. His dad was a coach. His brother was a coach.
Oh, that Rex.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. I forgot his last name, too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But he is applying for that job. And, of course, they don't have a GM, so I don't know how they can hire him.
No.
Unless they hire him to hire the GM, which is what they did in Cleveland, which we know how well that's worked out.
Who else? I know the guy from
Jacksonville got fired.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah, Doug Peterson after 3 years.
And Holda Mayo in New England because they fired him.
Okay.
What was his name? Hold on one second. I had it here in my notes. I guess I didn't. Oh, Jared Mayo. Holda Mayo. He's gone. And then Doug Peterson, and I didn't know about the – there were. I'm surprised the Dallas coach, Mike McCarthy, hasn't got it yet because Jerry Jones, I don't know how much patience he's got left with McCarthy, but with that payroll and lack of results – of course, we have that here too.
Yeah, we do.
It was some – what's surprising that all they did was fire the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, and the offensive line coach.
The Seahawks fired the offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, okay?
Oh, okay.
Bengals make change on defense. Jets, talking about Jets. Broncos defensive coordinator garners interest. Bear is wasting little time.
There are some plum jobs out there, sure. I knew Mike
Brian Daboll. Wait. It says, okay, Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll will continue in their respective roles with the organization. Is Daboll the coach?
For who?
For the Giants? I thought Vrabel was there, but he said Daboll here. Hard to tell on the radio sometimes.
Yeah.
Daboll and Vrabel sound a lot alike.
I thought Vrabel was going to the Jets.
He was going to interview with the Jets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
and if Ryan Day doesn't make it, Jerry Jones wanted him in Dallas. But I think Ryan Day's pretty much saved his butt now.
Yeah.
After finally beating the Ducks. You know, and the Ducks said, well, it's not fair. We had to play them the way the system is. Well, you know, you were lucky to get by them the first time. It was on a rule that Ryan Day didn't even understand, and it was that close that you barely beat Ohio State the first time.
Yeah.
Well, and Ohio State slaughtered them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, can we get back to that later? Yeah, okay. I was just curious, too, on the thoughts about the Browns. I mean,
they had their Black Monday on Sunday. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't anything major. I know the offensive coordinator is.
I expected that once they had him calling plays, I said he's going to get fired at the end of the season. He's the scapegoat.
Yeah, and
then the offensive line coach. Well, he certainly didn't prove anything.
Well,
and that was not that he was the only offensive person they didn't fire last year, but he left to go coach for his son.
That's right. Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan,
of course, he didn't have a great year either. You know what? These guys, when they reached a level of professional football, pretty much know all the ins and outs of their particular area of concern, right? The offensive. They know just about everything. It's the talent.
Well, it is.
You know, come on. Do you really have to be a genius head coach to coach Lamar Jackson? Come on, just give him the ball.
Essentially, that's what they have.
I mean,
here's the play, but if you see a better one, take it. You know,
I'm just saying that talent acquisition and recruitment is the biggest thing that any organization has. Duh, the Browns.
Yeah,
they got. We know how much time we've talked about Deshaun Watson.
So
he has been the anchor that sinks this ship.
Yes.
Yes. Sink it.
Sink it. Yeah. He's,
yeah. Kevin Stefanski given the right.
Yeah.
He was 11-6. given the right players. He was 3-14. Nobody guessed they were going to be that bad.
After winning 11 games the year before. Yeah. But then you put in DTR and you put in
Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi, yeah. And his second series, he threw a pick six, and then they pulled him and put back in DTR. Boy, that is an improvement.
Yeah. Bailey Zappi was the 40th starting quarterback since the franchise came back.
In 99.
40.
Some franchises have barely had 40 quarterbacks in their history. And the thing is, he's coming back. They have to bring him back. They have all that money invested in him for this year, for the next year and the following year. He's still got two more years.
Well, they restructured the contract, but I don't understand it.
When they restructured, they give him more money up front.
Deshaun, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then it takes some money off their salary cap.
But he's there.
But he's still there, and he's not going to be there beginning of the season. He keeps on, there's going to be a competition. Well, he's not even going to be on the field before the season. His tear or ligament or whatever it was.
Achilles tendon.
Okay. It usually takes at least a year for that, with surgery, to heal properly.
Yeah. They are very painful.
They are, yes.
I've never had one, but anything, it just snapped.
Yeah.
Gosh, Aaron Rodgers had one last year. I don't wonder how he's going to.
They say, is this his last game as a Jet, or is this his last game ever? You know, I did watch that. And
he should be the last game.
He pulled out a win.
Yeah. 500. The 500th.
His 500th.
Touchdown. Good for him. But I think he's way past his prime. But getting back to the Browns, I don't know what they're going to do. They're stuck with Deshaun Watson.
They're stuck with him.
But they can't use him.
No.
They really can't use him. And So do you just swallow and just have them
for two more years
holding a clipboard,
or just pay them off and let them go away? You still got salary cap you'll pay for, and you still got him you have to pay, but that's your own fault.
That's right.
That's absolutely your own fault.
And that probably is the only reason Stefanski and Andrew Berry are still there. I think the ownership recognizes, hey, we stuck these guys with Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying.
He'll never admit it.
Oh, they'll never admit it.
He didn't admit it.
But otherwise, yeah. I mean, they were 3-10. I mean, most coaches with 3-10 seasons don't last.
No.
Right?
No.
Especially with some of the talent. But they did have injuries. But every team, Detroit had all kinds of injuries. Look what they've done, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they were really impressive against Minnesota the other night.
And they had some injuries, too, during the game.
Oh, yeah.
So, which is why you say don't play your starters. Well, but they had to.
They had to get the first round bye so they can heal a little bit.
From right.
I don't know if getting Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. In my mind, he's a good coach. Given the
the proper talent. Yes.
But here's the problem the Browns have. They're 3-14. I guess it's hard to believe. 3-14. And now you've got the key player, Myles Garrett, saying,
yeah,
I want to see a plan. I'm in my prime now. And I don't, if we are going to rebuild, and that's what 3-14 teams do. They rebuild.
Except you can't rebuild.
You can't rebuild. So, do you trade him for like a first round draft?
He doesn't want to be here if they're in the rebuilding process.
Well, that's what they're going to be in.
So you could trade him for some good draft picks, if nothing else. Well, that this is a deep draft of any position.
Well, his Canadian brother is available. Kilometer Garrett?
Garrett, yeah.
So, but he's not very good. Eh?
Yeah, well, yeah, he wouldn't be up in Canada if he was any good. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know Myles Garrett had a brother who played NBA basketball.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. He's a extraordinary talent.
Yes, absolutely.
The build on that guy. I mean, he has arms like me.
Yep. And is Mac?
You let that one pass.
The running back, yeah, I know. On purpose. Is our running back going to chump? Going to be back?
I
don't see him coming back.
I think he would be back on a very low contract with a lot of incentives. Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to pick him up after any injuries and. He's a fan favorite. He's not going to cost you a lot of money. I keep him. I would. I think
he was just starting to get to where he was.
Yes, and he broke his.
And then he broke his foot. Yeah.
So he's. It's a tough business, and you know.
And running back is one of the most punishing positions.
Yeah. It was a bad thing to happen to a good guy. It's just. I hope they keep him. I think he wants to stay here until he retires. But if I was Myles Garrett, I get me out of here. I don't see anything in the next 5 years. In the next 5 years.
Yeah.
That will give Cleveland in contention, especially with the level of competition they have. Baltimore, you know, is very good. Cincinnati at the end.
Yeah.
Was rolling.
They have five straight wins.
Yeah,
they have to figure out, and this has been them historically having slow starts. Now, not as slow as this year was. They usually lose the first three, and they lost the first five this time.
First four, at least.
Four or five, yeah. and that's a big hole to dig yourself out of.
Well, it wasn't the offenses of Cincinnati.
It was not.
No, I mean, Joe Burrow had a banner year.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd love to. Oh, wouldn't he be great here? Oh, gee.
You think Cincy will give that to you?
No.
No.
No, no. No, not in your own division. You'd be crazy. Of course, that ownership down there is a little bit loony, too. So,
is it still the Brown family that holds it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My goodness, they could make a mint. I mean, they probably bought that franchise.
They bought into it new. So, you know, and what it's
probably worth $5 billion now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but they don't. They spend the money like they only have pennies to spare.
Yeah.
But they have to improve their defense. But if they do, you're going to have Baltimore, Cincinnati. Now, Pittsburgh's, they're stale. In my estimation, the Steelers are stale. I mean,
they made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs, but they have lost the four last games of the year.
They don't have a QB that moves the ball.
No, I mean, Russell Wilson's not the answer there.
I don't think Justin Fields is either.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Or you put Fields in there and make him stay there instead of this switching back and forth thing.
Well, Mike Tomlin's been the head coach there for 16 years now? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And
second longest tenured in this league, the first one being John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes organizations get stale.
Yeah.
And I know the Rooneys who own the Pittsburgh are very loyal, especially they don't like, but it may be time for Pittsburgh to kind of shake things up a little bit. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. And if they want to stay that way, fine. But their offense is not very good. And they're not going to last long, in my estimation, in the playoffs.
Just the two quarterbacks they have are completely different types of quarterbacks.
Yeah, you got the old pocket quarterback and Russell Wilson.
And the passer, but also a runner
Fields. Russell Wilson's up there. He's 36 years old.
Yeah.
And that's not young for a quarterback.
So is that who we're going to go after this offseason?
Oh, possibly. They're also talking.
Another guy that can't move the ball?
Yeah, and they're also.
Two games they won by their defense, or by their kicker, kicking, what, six field goals in two different
Justin
games.
Justin Fields is also free. His name has been mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's face it, we're going after rebuild projects. I mean, you know, quarterbacks that have retreads maybe is a better.
Upon occasion, it works. It certainly helped out in Minnesota. And Baker Mayfield just moved them up to the third seed.
Baker Mayfield was not a retread. Baker Mayfield,
he wasn't a retread, but he was a.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. His team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are in the playoffs.
And they're in their third seed in their division.
That's
now.
Right. Good for them. I always thought that they messed him up here big time.
They did, big time.
Yeah, and
let him play injured, and then I think that the coaches or the management didn't like him and his attitudes, and letting him do that, then they went after.
I think he was immature. Let's face it. I think he was, but he's better than what we have now.
He's better than anything we have now.
I mean,
and he's better than any prospects we have of bringing in.
I mean, and he faced. Look at the turmoil he faced too. I mean, offensive coordinators, head coaches. He wasn't given an opportunity to flourish here. And, again, that's ownership's problem.
Interference.
Yeah.
Interference is what it was.
They basically trashed Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson.
Yes. Yeah.
And he didn't even know what was happening.
No, he didn't. He found out, I think, through the press.
Yeah.
Is that how he found out that they were going down after him?
So he was in limbo between Carolina and.
Yeah, they didn't make a deal for him until just before the season started. And then when the season started, he was doing a few things. They fired the head coach, and the second coach came in and benched him.
So I think, of course, I have some favorites in the playoffs, especially Buffalo
and
Detroit, and but sentimental too with Tampa Bay with Baker. I just would love to see him move up a little bit in that. So
get at least through the first round.
Yeah, I mean they won the NFC. South division, and it wasn't the most,
which usually isn't a big deal,
you know, but it's still got them in the playoffs,
it did.
Right? So what did the Browns do? I mean, that's all these fans. I mean, even in his press conference, Stefanski's press conference, he says, "I really, you know, it bothers me how this season went, but I know especially bothers the fans." Well, duh. I'm just kind of I'm not surprised he didn't fire him because of the talent that
he's proven that with the right players, yeah, he can move the ball.
Well, basically, every head coach with the talent can do that. If you don't get the talent, you're not going to win. Isn't that something?
Yeah. What a profound statement there.
Yeah. But it's the environment. Look at what the head coach Andy Reid can do. Andy Reid motivates just about everybody on this. He dressed up as Santa Claus after there, and came into the locker room, gave him a pep talk. The players love him. Kevin Stefanski is not that kind of a coach.
He's not.
And he's not a rah-rah guy.
But he doesn't throw anybody under the bus, including himself. I just need to work harder. I need to do this. We need to play better. Well, I need to do better. I need to make a better plan.
He went to the Mark Shapiro School
of Nothingness.
Boy, talk about a guy who could talk around everything. Shapiro.
Shapiro, yes. Yeah. Still up in Toronto.
Yeah, he's still the president. My cousin who lives there says nobody really likes the guy. I mean, but he's still the president of the operation. But anyway, so I don't know. What do they do? They have the offensive line's a mess with injuries. Joel Pitino, who and is contemplating a retirement.
He is, right? Yeah.
An outstanding borderline Hall of Fame offensive tackle. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do to improve. They need a good quarterback. Well, you can't win without a good quarterback.
Well, again, if Pitino knew something that was happening,
he may stay.
He might stay. Now, but again, if you're rebuilding, why do you want to stay for that?
Especially if you're a prime. Now, Pitino's in a little different situation. He's toward the end.
Yes.
So maybe sticking around, if he thinks the rebuild plan is worthwhile, he may stick around.
But you're still stuck. Although they say that by getting rid of Ken Dorsey, you're moving away from Deshaun Watson.
Well,
that's what they're saying. Now, I don't believe it. I believe that when he comes available again, they're going to trot him right back out there because they're paying for him.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
That's the shadow cast over this organization is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And it will be until
an ugly shadow.
It's an ugly, dark shadow. Dark shadows. That was my clone was telling me about dark shadows. You know, he's considerably older than I am. Of course, I have no idea how old I am. But anyway, I kind of know. But poor doctor. How do you do? Anyway, wasn't that a program, Dark Shadows?
Dark Shadows was a program.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a daytime serial for kids.
It was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
When I come home from school in Buffalo, it would be on
Dark
Shadows. But it was not something I watched. I think it was on right after General Hospital.
Oh.
And I just didn't watch that. It just wasn't very good. And I've tried to watch it as an adult because a good friend of mine, Gar, the ghoul, he loves that show to death. And so I gave it another try as an adult. I don't like it anymore. Oh. I liked it as a kid.
How long did that last?
It was like 3 years, at least two, if not 3 years. And it was a Monday through Friday gig.
Oh, really?
Filmed in black and white.
Yeah.
The same guy that would produce, The Night Stalker. And he didn't really want to do it, but when he saw some of the scripts that came out, he said, okay, I'll produce this.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway, the dark shadow is hovering over the Browns.
And we don't see a guiding light to move it beyond this.
So we need a search for tomorrow.
We do. Before we end up at the General Hospital.
Very good. I guess Schwartz is going to be back. I don't see it. What are they doing to really say to the Browns fan, making them excited? Well, guess what? We get the third round draft pick?
Second.
I mean, the second first round pick?
Yes.
Whoopie doo.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. There's no quarterbacks really out there to.
No, they'll probably take one there, but that doesn't mean that nobody's excited about any of these quarterbacks.
No.
But again, wasn't Lamar Jackson like the 36th pick?
He could have been
of that draft.
He could have been. I don't remember.
I mean, that was a rich draft because Baker Mayfield.
Well, you got a guy like Purdy from San Francisco who was the last quarterback drafted, and he's
Mr. Insignificant.
Yeah.
Last person drafted.
Yeah,
in that
yeah.
Year.
So you never know.
You never know.
But they got to do something to get the fans excited, and you got to score points. I mean, the defense did a decent job.
They did a decent job. You'd think there were times that usually when they were backed up because of a turnover is where they were caused the most damage against them. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
I just don't see anything to really look forward pushing this team forward.
And then in our own division, we got Baltimore, who's going to be good for several,
as long as Lamar Jackson's there.
And then you've got.
I was watching Tyler Huntley. You know, he went in and used to play for them as the backup.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was the Miami game, and he didn't win that one. He's shades of Lamar Jackson, but they're very far off shade.
Yeah, he's an incredible athlete, and. Joe Burrow is too, and if they can find some pieces there, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah,
for
like
Cleveland.
You said, it wasn't the offense in Cincinnati that held them back; it was their defense.
And Baltimore too has a really good coach, good coach. It's Pittsburgh, like I said. I don't know. They're going to be vying with Cleveland to kind of be the.
They're looking for a quarterback answer too.
Yeah. So, but then you look around the rest of the. The AFC, you got Buffalo, you've got Kansas City. It was interesting. They did a kind of a power rating of the teams going through the playoffs. And this one guy, I guess, is a guru or some sort, has picked that Buffalo, number one in the power rankings of the teams remaining.
Okay.
And the teams he's picking to be in the Super Bowl are, Buffalo and Philly.
That
but,
could be.
But Detroit's right behind Philly as a...
And actually, Kansas City, although they only lost two games, in the last one they held back 10 of their starters, including their QB, and they didn't score any points at all.
What was that, 35 to nothing or
something? Nothing, something like that, but it's... they have... Vulnerable. They won most of their games by one score or less.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit more vulnerable than they have been in the past.
I don't think Kansas City makes it this year.
They won't do the three-peat, and that's why.
But they have a Hall of Fame outstanding coach too,
and a Hall of Fame quarterback when he decides to hang up.
Yeah. Boy. How much is that guy, Patrick Mahomes, making an endorsement? It seems like he's on every other commercial, along with Snoop Dogg.
Well, State Farm certainly puts a lot of money in the NFL. And
Snoop Dogg, too. Man, that guy's all over the place.
He is.
Oh, and Snoop Dogg is with Mahomes on T-Mobile?
Yeah, that's true.
So where'd this guy come from, this Snoop Dogg?
He's been around for a long time. He was a rapper.
Yeah.
And I think being good friends with Martha Stewart helped him.
I heard that. Yeah. Well, I guess he's a pretty decent guy.
I haven't heard anybody really saying bad things about Snoop Dogg. Yeah, have you, Alex?
I know, Dave, that he's never been to jail, but Martha Stewart has.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, now she's had a kind of a rebound in her career, right?
A little bit.
I never... got into anything she did, but anyway. So we'll see.
She made great little doilies in the jail cell, for the jail cell, yeah.
I mean, can't she do everything from gardening to cooking to decorating, building in a pool or all that kind of
thing?
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see. I mean, Myles Garrett has 1 or 2 years left on his contract. He can't get out of it unless they agree to
trade him.
And if I'm rebuilding, would I trade to Myles Garrett? I mean,
if you get if you get a couple of really good, I guess the best way to go if you're rebuilding is some good draft picks. So if you can get a one and a two out of him, would you do it? If you're rebuilding, would you take a one and a two for him?
My preference would be if you can get a top-notch quarterback. Trade Myles Garrett for Joe Burrow. Now, isn't that the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever
seen? I think it may be, yes.
Even though as great as Myles Garrett is, no way would I make that trade. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of fantasy.
I don't think Cincinnati would ever do that. Put yourself in Cincinnati's shoe. They would not do that, even though they need help on defensive side. What good is that if you take away your offense?
Well, so you're looking at rebuilding it with a... I don't know. Would a team give up a first and second or third draft pick for a Myles Garrett? I don't know.
He's still in the top of his game.
Yeah. But you're also looking at the fact that he wants to go to a contender, right? So the first round draft pick
is going to be later.
Later. And so.
But if you still have two first round and two second round picks, you might get something. Again, all draft picks are a crapshoot.
Oh, that's right.
All of them are.
Yeah.
So, but if you have two first round, two second round, the odds are a little bit more in your favor.
Yeah. Well, look at this kid from Denver.
Unless our owner interferes again.
But. Yeah, well, I think D has held him back lately, but I don't know.
Maybe this is all D's fault. No, I can't believe D would have ever gone with Deshaun. I just can't believe that.
She had to approve it along with his daughters.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine that conversation, Jimmy to his daughters? You will support me, won't you, and jeopardize your inheritance unless you say so. Yes, Daddy. He's great.
We're all for you, Daddy.
Yeah. we'll see. Okay, you had mentioned Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah,
Both playoff games have looked really good. They have had more offense in those games than they have all season long.
I could not believe how the score was, 31-0 before Oregon even had...
got a score, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal game. I mean, really. I mean, where was this offense against Michigan?
That's what people want to know. But on the other hand, they're saying, we got it now. If we win a national championship, you're forgiven for this rest of this year.
Well, that's an interesting thing because Nick Saban said Ohio State fans are psychotic over the loss of Michigan. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they are. Sure they are.
And yes.
And actually, Michigan beat somebody big.
I know, but
they weren't. It wasn't a bowl game, a championship game.
No, it wasn't Alabama.
Alabama. And all Alabama people were going nuts that they weren't in the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
and then Michigan came down and knocked them off.
Well, Ryan Day, I hope is forgiven now. Even he's won two of the playoff games.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And doesn't this make a lot more sense than the?
It does.
You got bowl games that meet the Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl.
Now they mean something.
Rose Bowl. And they just annihilated Oregon. Was undefeated.
Yes.
Undefeated.
Yep.
And they beat us, Ohio State.
In a close game, yeah.
In a close game.
But they beat us.
And I think they were just so conservative against Michigan, thinking that they could run over them. And they didn't know how to adjust. And when they did, Michigan figured it out, and that's why they lost. But yes, I think Ryan Day's in good stead now. Even if they would lose to who they play, Texas.
Cotton Bowl. It used to be Cotton Bowl was before New Year's, but
on New Year's. January, but the Cotton Bowl means something, doesn't it?
It does.
And that'll be January 10th. So that I would think Ohio State is going to be favored in that game. And
so when is the championship game? Is it
it's like the 21st of January.
On a Tuesday, really?
Or a Monday.
Till 20th?
Yeah, okay. It could be.
Yeah, because they couldn't play a game like that on Friday, then turn around on Monday and make it the national championship game. You'd have to have a week in between at least.
January is a big day.
Yeah.
Then the Orange Bowl is on the 9th. That's Notre Dame and Penn. Now
you'll be on a casino ship, so will you be able
to... I cannot reveal whether that's a true thing or not.
Oh.
It could be covert action.
Oh, okay.
That on the 20th...
Well, so you may or may not get to watch the game.
I'm just telling you. I will be in Panama in that area again. And scoping
here, you had me thinking you were just on a gambling trinket.
I don't know. It's not me.
No, for your wife.
But is it really?
I don't know now. Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, okay, you should be confused. Hopefully, we'll be able to keep track of all the football. But I just think this college football playoff system is so much better than. And well, some people
are
still
the four was so ridiculous because three of the four teams were in it every year, even though Ohio State was usually one of them.
Yeah.
And so, but the expand it the way they have, and it includes so many more teams and gives other teams a chance that might have. I truly was surprised Bama didn't make it in. But.
Yeah. Well, Georgia too. They lost. They had a really good season. They lost to Notre Dame. So, boy, that's going to be a huge game. Notre Dame and Penn.
Yeah.
Notre Dame is.
Who would you rather play if we win this next round? Who would you rather play? Notre Dame or Penn State?
Penn State.
Okay.
We beat them. Notre Dame.
Yeah, but it's hard to beat the same team twice in a year.
Notre Dame may have divine inspiration, too.
Okay. They might.
I know
it doesn't always work that way.
I know who the Pope's going to be pulling for.
Well, of course. Yeah.
He calls me once in a while.
Oh, does he?
He hasn't. He's been busy. I haven't talked to him for a while, but I'm sure if Notre Dame gets in, he may want some pointers on how this American football works.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. We'll see. But it was interesting what Nick Saban said. Get over it, Ohio State fans. They're in the semifinals, and they very well could be in the finals. Don't worry about one game, even though it's a rivalry. I mean, come on, if they were 1-11, but their one victory was against Michigan, you'd be saying,
no,
of course not.
No.
That's I guess.
That's what they always say, though. Okay, if you only win one game, it's got to be against Michigan. That team up north.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like my Jerry Faust.
The late Jerry Faust. The late, great Jerry Faust.
Good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Overmatched in collegiate.
Yeah. So getting back to the... NFL playoffs, they start this Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Chargers will play Houston at Houston on Saturday at 4:30, CBS. I don't know who... I think the Chargers could probably beat the Texas, the Houston Texas. They seem to have had a really good year. Then new coach.
Yeah, they lost their last game, which knocked them down a bit.
The other Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh then plays Baltimore at 8 p.m. Saturday. It's on Amazon.
On Prime?
Okay. Yeah.
Figures.
So unless you're in those cities, you better have Amazon.
You better have Prime.
I just don't like
that. Well, and one of these games is also going to be Peacock. I think because Peacock last year fought for the first playoff game with the Chiefs last year, and I think they want to do that again. That was kind of what
How much more money does the NFL really need to exclude?
Well, wait till they start doing that with the Super Bowl.
Well, it's going to be like a boxing, you know, a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how much more money? Boxing doesn't get a lot of money, I don't think so.
It's such a spectacle, and so many people around the world watch it. Would you risk turning that into a, not necessarily pay-per-view, but you have to go to a pay service for that?
Well, it would be pay-per-view.
Yeah, that you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is right. Okay, Amazon during a regular season, fine. If, you know, it's usually not us or one of our, you know, but And a lot of people have Amazon Prime, probably more than any other kind of pay-per-view streaming service, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got Prime because I'm too lazy to go out and get my peanut butter. Have them. it's a nice service, Prime, right?
Yeah,
if you need something, you a couple days away, it's there.
I tried it for a short time and it didn't. The things I wanted the most is the thing that Prime didn't work on. So I said, the only thing I got out of was watching Thursday Night Football. So I said, yeah, I'm not paying this for
I use it quite. I mean, Ozzy, my dog.
Yes.
Ozzy. Nancy prohibits me from walking him in this type of weather. So I ordered him boots.
Okay.
Nice looking boots.
Nice looking doggy boots.
Yeah, so I'll have them delivered here in the next day or two.
I don't buy as much from Amazon as I do for like eBay and things like that. Yeah. So if I ordered more from Amazon, then it's more worth it. Yeah.
Does eBay have to pay
it depends on the item.
Delivery?
It depends on the company that you're dealing with.
No. So with Prime, though, you get it delivered. It's not free, I guess, because you're playing. It's a convenience.
Yeah.
It's a convenience.
Yeah, I didn't find it paying off for me.
I needed a nose hair picker.
Did you?
Yeah, and by golly, they had it.
Sure they do.
They have everything.
They do.
Yeah. There you.
I have one that looks like a ray gun. Yeah.
I do, too. Well, I had a nose hair that was 5 inches long once. It was curled up in my nose, and I had a big sneeze, and it came out.
Ooh.
And Nancy said, oh, my gosh, this is disgusting.
Yeah, I would say so.
So
Nancy's right.
Where was I before you got – oh, Amazon. Amazon's covering the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. I think Baltimore handles – Pittsburgh rather handedly. So then next Sunday, this will be good. It could be a good game. Denver at Buffalo, but I think Buffalo will handle.
Buffalo should be able to handle that.
Denver. That's at 1:00.
Although Denver's come a long way.
Yeah.
In a few years.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of Russell Wilson.
They did.
And this quarterback they got, Mix, young rookie quarterback, looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then at 4:30 next Sunday, it's Green Bay at Philly. I think Philly handles Green Bay pretty well. This is going to be a good game. Washington at Tampa Bay. Both kind of, I think Tampa Bay will have home field advantage, so I'll go with Tampa Bay. Come on, Baker.
Yeah, go Baker.
And then Minnesota, who lost big time to Detroit on Sunday.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all, to be honest.
No, I mean, they couldn't. They had the ball several times, within the 10-yard line, and couldn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they went for it on fourth down a couple times.
Yes, they did, yeah.
And so Minnesota meets the Rams at 8 o'clock, and that's on ABC. The Tampa game is on NBC. So, anyway, yeah. Interesting. It'll be interesting. I still think it's going to be hoping for a Detroit-Buffalo Super Bowl. But I know probably the networks don't want that. They want Kansas City again. Or who's that? Kansas City and Philly or something like that. But the Super Bowl is a spectacle. And some people wanted to make a national holiday out of it. I don't
know. Employers don't, but yeah.
Well, another team that has been a different sport, the Cavaliers. My goodness, I was watching them. Boy, the ball movement this team has.
Yes.
Maybe, I'll just speak for myself. Maybe Bickerstaff didn't have the pulse of the offense.
Yeah.
And somebody who was a lot smarter than I did said, J.B. Bickerstaff's a good coach, but we need somebody who has more specialty in getting this team.
Well, and when I think of great ball handling, I think of Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent time under Steve Kerr there at Golden State.
Yeah.
And so he's taking this with some younger players, and then Golden State now has. And we beat Golden State already twice this year, I think.
They're on track. Yes, they're on track to win. And they beat the Lakers twice, too.
Now, here's the thing that the other
They're tracking the 72 games they could possibly win.
This is the thing that the people are saying, that I've heard people say on Sports Talk, is that, yeah, they're doing real well, but a lot of players and teams don't take it seriously until you get down to playoff time. And that's why it's such a completely different game when playoffs start.
Well,
it's a valid point.
It is a valid point, but they'll be in a position to play the worst team in the playoffs, right? They'll play number 8 or whatever it is now, the play-in team. That's something.
Yeah.
Do you really? What do these people say? Well, start losing.
No, I mean,
what I know that.
Well, just the
regular season
they push
something.
So hard each game.
Yeah,
you know, they're saying you need at some point. But I think he's been good at giving players rest, so they aren't playing every game.
No, you're right. The thing was last year with Bickerstaff, you would have Donovan Mitchell scoring 40, 50 points,
yeah.
Right?
So,
and other ones 10, 15. Now it's more distributed.
It is more evenly.
You got Evan Mobley, who looks fantastic.
Yes.
You got Jared Allen. This is a good combination.
But we never really utilized Mobley as a scoring player.
No, it was just basically defense and Jared Allen too. Now you've got Garland working in tandem with Mitchell, and you've got Niang coming in off the bench along with LeVert. And
we did have a lot more injuries last year, but was it because we overplayed players?
Could be.
You know, he's working to not overplay. And he sets Mitchell down every so many games like that.
Yeah, he's been the NBA coach of the month for 2 months in a row. Evan Mobley is the defensive coach of the month in December. So I understand people's concern, I guess, that, yeah, we're winning a lot, but we're not going to do well in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't say they said that.
I'm saying most a lot.
Maybe a lot of people are.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah, look how well they'll probably flop in that. Boy, Debbie Downer.
I'm telling you.
Gee, enjoy this.
They won
9 games in a row, and most of them were away games.
Yes.
I mean, how often does that happen with a NBA team?
No.
They messed up LeBron's 40th birthday by beating him and his,
yep.
And the Lakers,
and they were at LA.
Yeah, at the Staples.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the Staples Center.
I don't know what it is anymore. It was whoever's giving them the most money that year. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Staples is not doing well. I know the one on Arlington Road closed. Staples.
Did it really?
Yeah.
They closed it.
I'm just watching, and they're winning by substantial. I mean, they don't get cliffhangers.
No, generally not.
Beat Dallas at home. I mean, this is a very good team. Now, if they get in the first round and don't do well, I guess you say, the critics were right. But I can't see this happening. I mean,
that coach isn't going to let up. And again, unless there's, and that was a big part of Bickerstaff's problem, especially at the end of the season and in the playoffs, of how many injuries he had.
He did.
Now, was that because he overplayed players?
That's a possibility.
And that is a possibility.
And powers to be experts in the game probably thought that. I mean, he's a good coach.
Now, yes,
Detroit,
he is.
He's with Detroit now, and maybe he'll take him up to a certain level. I like to see him succeed. He's a good guy. But this Kenny Atkinson how can you criticize the move? You can't criticize the move almost halfway through the basketball season with the record that they have. And they're on pace to win 72 games out of 81. That's a remarkable, remarkable, feat. I guess the best record the Cavs ever had were 66 wins in a season.
Is it 66? Really?
Yeah. So is it important to get that milestone? Not really, but you want to maintain the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, right? Your goal. And I still don't understand why they still have
Detroit's at 17 and 18. They're a very young team.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So that's really not bad. It's just just below the 500 mark, and actually, well, go away from here. I just sitting at the number nine spot, and the Pacers and Atlanta Hawks are both at 18 and 18. So it's very close to what's going on.
Maybe even make the play-in game for the playoffs. So who knows? but I've heard my sister says the same thing. Oh, yeah, they're doing really great now, but how about the playoffs? Well, we don't know.
No, you don't know.
We don't know. They've been tested now 2 years in a row. They've been in the playoffs. So,
And really, that last game we played, we had like three starters out and still made a game of it.
Yeah,
so you can't blame Bickerstaff for that.
Allen, Mitchell, and somebody else out.
And they still were competitive.
Yeah. So, am I concerned about Boston? If that's what ends up, yeah,
king of the threes right now is what they are. So yeah.
So, but that's something that we still have a long way to go in the season. But right now, enjoy the ride. It's like the
31-4 is where the Cavs are sitting right now.
Yeah.
Closest is Boston at 26-10, 5.5 games back.
Yeah.
Followed by the Knicks, 24-12, 7.5 games back. Orlando Magic is 21-16, 11 games back. And the Bucks and Miami Heat are both 17-16, 13 games back.
Yeah. I mean, yes, in basketball, especially if you come in second or third place, you're in the playoffs, right?
Right.
I mean, and some people, the wins aren't as important as in baseball and football, but still, it does matter. And there's the old Spice guy saying it.
Oh, matters. Yeah, that's another nickel we got.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
What are we up now to, a $1.25?
About a buck and quarter, a little bit more, and we'll be able to pay one.
I tell you what, I took my granddaughter to go to McDonald's, and it was a double cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake. It was like $15. Gosh. It's ridiculous.
And that's the fast food, yeah.
Yeah. So are we about?
Just done? About. Just okay. About. We got another minute here before music kicks in, before the band kicks in.
Yeah. I don't know. What else is left here?
How much?
Well.
I think the biggest question of all that we've had today is what can the Browns possibly do that will make a difference for next season? That's going to excite people.
I think hiring us as consultants. That would wouldn't that excite people?
Probably not excite us.
I mean, we have such knowledge and...
If we're as good as anybody else, there you go.
Sometimes, you're right. You just
wonder.
Become
cheaper, but don't go too cheap, Let's make some money off this.
Yeah. Well, for the fans, I want to see them. But it's going to be dreary here for a while. I can't see them coming out of this.
You've got 2 years of him, and you've got no exciting quarterback coming out this year. Really, you build up your defense and offensive line. Or get somebody who knows how to coach that offensive line and wait for next year's draft. But if you do better, you're going to be harder to get the...
Yeah. Also, just switching sports again, baseball, the Guardians, I don't know if they made the right moves either with...
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see.
Carlos didn't do too well last year. I mean, with the guitar, okay, but his batting average...
He should get with... Mason Rudolph, the guy who plays the classical gas.
Yeah, he should.
Okay, these are not very good.
Okay.
All right. This is New Year's, since we just passed the New Year's here. Why didn't the skeleton go to Times Square on New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
He had nobody to go with. No
body to go with. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Why do you need a jeweler on New Year's Eve?
I do not know.
To ring in the new year.
In the new year.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, but that is still a good way to close off our best show of the year.
Well, I hope to be back in a few weeks. My clan died. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be on assignment the next
I'll
2 weeks.
I'll be on assignment.
Yeah, there
That's
you
right.
go.
So,
but we'll be back here with the... sports and review guys, I think, next couple of weeks.
How many guys does it take to replace?
It takes two guys to replace you.
Just two?
Just Well, the third one might come in, you know, so here we go. But I will be back.
Will you miss me?
Of course I will.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this so long together. I don't know how I can do without you.
In February, it's our 18th.
Wow. Wow. Anyway.
And they said it didn't last. It wouldn't last.
Yeah.
I don't know who they were.
You never know who they are. We'll see everyone. I'll see everyone next week here on Sports Sidebar.